You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I want to talk to you on a subject called, Can You Trust Him? Can you trust Him? Say it with me one time. Can you trust Him? You know, right after Moses died and it was Joshua's time to lead the children of Israel, it was a critical moment. And God gave Joshua this word in Joshua 1:9. Maybe you've heard it before. He says, this is my command to you, Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Somebody needs to hear that today. The Lord is with you wherever you go. So be strong and courageous. Can you trust Him? You know, it's easier said than done because sometimes it's just difficult to trust Him. It's easier to hypothetically trust the Lord than actually to trust. It's easy on Sunday to sing about a thing. It's easy to talk about the walls coming down and being bold in front of the enemy until you wake up on Monday morning and you're actually looking at the enemy. You see, Joshua was about to face some armies. He was about to stare down some pretty mean dudes. And God was saying, be strong and courageous. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. And maybe that's where some of you are today. Maybe you're staring at some pretty intense situations. Maybe it's relational. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's health related. But it's something that's intimidating to you. And as I was looking at the old familiar story of David and Goliath, I saw something really jumped out to me that I don't know if I paid that much attention to it before, but it says for 40 days, Goliath stepped out of the ranks of the Philistines and intimidated and taunted the army of Israel for 40 days. Can you imagine being denigrated for 40 days, being insulted for 40 days, your problem looking at you in the face, your giant looking at you for 40 days? And saying, I'm going to eat you up and spit you out. Can you trust Him? God is saying, go out there. This is what He said to Joshua. I believe that's what He's saying to us today. Go out there and face your fears. And face the dangers. And trust Me. Can you be strong? Can you be courageous? In 1992, they came out with the Batman movie. And I don't know who your favorite Batman is. Maybe it's Christian Bale. Maybe it's Ben Affleck. I don't know. It's definitely not George Clooney, okay? We know that. Maybe it's Adam West or, you know, Val Kilmer. But I'm talking about the 1992 Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson team up. Just to get in the mood for today's sermon, I had to watch it last night. I almost watched the whole movie, but there's a point when he's on the parade float and he's in the middle of the city and the Joker is saying, it's time to play. Who do you trust? It's time to play. Who do you trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who do you trust? I'm giving away free money here. Where is the Batman? He's at home washing his tights. You know, sometimes that's it. That's our giant. He's looking at it. He's staring us in the face and he's taunting us. And he's trying to say, Who do you trust? What do you trust? Can I ask you that today? I know there's an easy answer. There's an answer that you're supposed to give on Sunday morning when we say, who do you trust? Oh, I trust in the Lord with all my heart and, you know, thank you, Jesus. But is that practically what happens in our life? Is that really what happens when the rubber meets the road on Monday morning? Where have I put my trust? Is it a job? Is it a person? Is it the economy? Is it my personal finances? Sometimes it's easier to put our trust in something that's tangible, something that I could put my hands on. You know, in Psalm 27, I like what David says here. He says, some nations boast of their chariots and horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. It's simple. David said, look, there's other people out there. They're going to boast in their business acumen. They're going to boast in their power. They're going to boast in their wealth. But as for us, we're going to stick to this simple strategy. Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
We're going to trust the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some people are going to trust in their technology and their weapons and their tools and their relationships. But guess what? We're going to trust in the Lord. And even when the enemy looks aggressive, like they've got an edge on us, like they've got us outgunned, like we're super underestimated, like we're ill-equipped, guess what? We're just going to go with this simple strategy. We're going to trust the Lord. And so in the natural for David, David was in this type of scenario many times. The Philistines were greater in number. The Philistines were they had better war technology than they did. Actually, at one point when Saul first took over as king, it said that they didn't even have a blacksmith in all of Israel because the Philistines didn't allow them to have a blacksmith because it would enable them to have spears and swords. So you're talking about they're still on this curve of trying to build up their weaponry. They don't have the technology. They didn't have the sophisticated weaponry, so they weren't able to, even if they wanted to, trust in their chariots and their horses and their weapons. And David said, we're going to stick to this simple strategy. Somebody say it with me, trust the Lord. Because trust is a game changer when it's put in the right place. Totally changes everything. Totally changes everything. You see, when we're trusting in something that's in the natural, we've got a misplaced trust. When we've got our trust in the Lord, guess what we have? We have faith. When we're trusting in the Lord, we have faith. Psalm 31:14 says, but I am trusting you, O Lord, saying you are my God. Here's the thing. How can we say he's God and we don't trust him? How can we say he's God, but we haven't really let that revelation sink in? Because if we really believe that he was God, we would trust him. So there's this tug of war going on in our lives because the natural things that are going on the exterior, the things that are orbiting our life, cause us to want to pull out of the revelation that he's God. Because if we really allowed that to sink in, we would say, I can trust him. I can trust his word. I can trust what he said. I can trust him. The reason oftentimes, I think, because we don't trust that he's God is because it's easier to put your hand on something. I could trust something that I could touch. Turn to somebody and say, it's difficult. It's difficult. It's, you know, it's easy in theory. It's easy for us to say it. I'm on the phone with you. You're on the phone with me. Yeah, I trust the Lord. But how are we really, what does it practically look like in our life? What does it mean to trust? Let's talk about that. What does it mean? What are you talking about, trust? Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So first, let me say it's a mind thing. How do we trust? It's a mind thing. You see, God knows everything. We know a little, you know. Why would we lean on our own understanding when we could lean on the infinite wisdom of God? That's the situation that happens with us sometimes. We lean on our own intellect. We lean on our own understanding instead of leaning on Him. Why in the world would I ever want to rely upon my limited knowledge base when I could tap into an unlimited understanding of how things work? So on an intellectual level, I'm trusting Him. Not my own understanding. I've settled it in my mind. I trust Him. Even when I vacillate and my mind kind of wanders again, I've already decided I'm going to come back. I'm going to take those thoughts captive. I'm going to come back to this place. I've decided in my mind I'm going to trust Him. It's a thought process. It's a mental toughness to say I'm going to trust Him. But it's not just a mind thing, it's a heart thing as well. So first it's a mind thing, but it's also a heart thing. You say we have to trust Him even deeper than our mind. Our trust needs to go deeper than just an intellectual thing. Can I tell you, we need to trust Him on an emotional level. The heart. It says, trust in the Lord with all your what? And lean not unto your own understanding. We have heart, we have mind. So it's not just the mind, it's the heart. This is what I love, because when I allow myself to trust on an emotional level, what I have is hope and faith being birthed. You see, I can't hope and I can't have faith in my mind. I hope in my heart. I have an anticipation in my emotions that God is going to come through. So it's not just my mind. It's not just that I've decided that I trust Him. It's that I'm anticipating that He makes good on what He said because I trust Him. So when we trust the Lord with our heart, hope and faith are born. Turn to somebody and say, He's trustworthy. Anybody have anybody in your life that was just trustworthy? Somebody that you can rely on? Shout the name out. Who is it?
Maria.
All right. Good. If you're shouting out your wife, that's good. That's good. Trustworthy. God is the ultimate in trustworthy. Everything about God is trustworthy. What can we trust? What about God can we trust? Can I give you three things? This is not an exhaustive list. It's just a Sunday morning limited service time. Three, the high points. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. Three things. What can we trust? Just to get you a starter list of what we can trust. Psalm 13:5. We could trust His nature. It says, I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. We can trust His nature because His nature is love. His motivation is love. His inclination is love. His inspiration is love. His decisions are based in love. Even His correction is based in love. We can trust Him because His nature is love. John says, God is love. That's just who He is. Long and short, if I just had one way to describe Him, God is what? He's love. That's His nature. So we can trust His nature. What else can we trust about God? We can trust His covenant. 2 Samuel 7:28 says, Sovereign Lord, You are God. Your covenant is trustworthy. And You have promised these good things to Your servant. What He's promised, can I tell you? He's going to perform. It might not be on the time frame that you thought. It might not be the way that you thought. But He's going to come through because His word never fails. His promises never fail. His covenant never fails. His very words, think about this for a moment. Hold up the heavens. His very words, keep earth on its axis. You can't tell me that he can't handle your next promotion. You can't tell me that he can't find your spouse for you. It was too difficult for him. They were somewhere, they were lost in middle America. We couldn't find them. They were down deep in South America. They were in Europe. I couldn't find. You know, I kept the earth moving this week, but I just couldn't find your wife. I just couldn't find your husband. If we believe, we can trust his covenant. His word is good. Whenever you start to doubt his covenant, I just want you to think about the universe, all right? Just think about sunlight. Just think about the moon. Just think about gravity. His word holds all of that in place, and everything that he's promised you. Come on, church. Everything that he's promised you. Everything that he's spoken over you. Every prophecy that you've had is going to come to place. Turn to somebody and say, you can cash that check. What else about God can we trust? We can trust his track record. Psalm 9:10 says, those who know your name trust you. How many know somebody's got a good name? For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. God has a good rep. You know, when you're in high school, it's all about the rep. Who's got a good rep? You got a good rep. She's got a good rep. Who's got a good reputation? Can I tell you that God's reputation, his track record is good. For centuries, God is good. He takes care of his people. God is just. God is fair. God gives grace. God does what he says he's going to do. He doesn't turn a blind eye to wickedness. He judges wickedness and he rewards the righteous. You can trust God's track record. But I find what happens is when we're going through that valley, it's difficult to really trust him because things look different. Things feel different in the valley. Can I get an amen? Can I get somebody put a hand in the air? Somebody, I've been through a valley. I've been through a situation that it was difficult to trust him. Just be real. It was difficult to trust him because I was going through some stuff. So sometimes when we're going through difficulty, it's difficult to trust God. When we're in the middle of the battle and we've been hit so many times, we're a little bit punch drunk. Anybody ever been there? You've just been, it's one situation on top of another situation on top of another situation. This is what the enemy is so good at. And so you're kind of stumbling around in the middle of the valley and it's difficult to see things with the right perspective because you've been hit so many times. Come on, somebody with me today. Somebody with me today. So you're stumbling around in the valley just trying to get your perspective, just trying to get your footing. But I want to tell you today, God wants you to get that heavenly perspective back. By putting your trust back where it belongs, we gain the perspective that we need. It's easy. It's easy to get knocked off. It's easy to fall off the trust wagon. But we have to get back to the heavenly perspective. We have to get back. Psalm 56:3 says, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. See, even David was saying, you know what, there's moments. Whew, I got to encourage myself in the Lord. There's moments even the great warrior gets a little spooked. But then I put my trust back in God. Can I get an amen? Just say, I put my trust back in God. Wherever I'm at today, I'm going to put my trust back in God. You see, because fear and trust are polar opposites. You can't worry and trust at the same time. You can't be afraid and trust at the same time. You can't doubt and trust at the same time. You got to either leave your position of trust to enter into worry, or you have to leave your worries and your fears behind and enter into a position of trust. But you can't have trust and fear at the same time. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be today? Because David says, Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Come on, come on. I trust that God wants to bless me. Does anybody trust that God wants to bless you today? I trust in the fact he wants to bless me today. Psalm 84:12 says, Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. I like that. Blessed is the one who trusts. I'm blessed when I trust God. I get the fullness of my blessing when I'm trusting him. I can't get to the blessing without trust. But the very virtue of my trust, blessings are coming my way. And God wants to bless us, I believe, now more than ever before. But it's going to take a greater level of trust. Turn to somebody and say, more trust. You see, if you want to see more of the miraculous in your life, it's going to take a greater level of trust. I think, my goodness, when I think of that story of Peter walking on the water in the middle of the storm. Now, this story, can I just bring you back here for a second? Because the disciples are in the middle of the boat and these sailors are spooked. And these guys are not used to being on the water, but they're a little bit shaken up by what's going on. But then they see who they think is Jesus, and Peter says, hey, if it's you, Jesus, just call me out there with you. Just call me out. I said, Jesus, just call me out. And Jesus said, come on, Pete, get out here. Get out here, you and me right now on the water, on the top of this circumstance, on top of this storm. Get out here today with me. It's a little crazy today, but get on out here with me. And you see, Peter got out there in the midst of all that storm, and he was walking on the top of the storm because he trusted in God. And then something happens. Message translation says, when he lost his nerve, he began to sink. Turn to somebody and say, don't lose your nerve. Wow. Hallelujah. Don't lose your faith stance. Don't lose your declaration. Don't lose your promise. Don't lose your nerve. Don't lose your trust. So fear is the enemy of trust. If we begin to fear, we can't trust. When we fear, we don't see things for what they are. When we get our eyes off Jesus, off of trusting him, we begin to sink into the circumstances. Will you stand with me today? This is what I believe. God wants to do some great things. God wants to do some great things in your life. God wants to do some great things in my life. God wants to do some great things at Hope. But it takes trust. Trust like never before. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I thank you for helping us to step out there. Step out there, God, into the things that you would have for us, God, to step out there into deeper waters. And even though things are a little bit crazy, even though there's some circumstances, even though there's some relational things, even though there's some job things, God, I thank you that we can trust you. We can trust you. And I don't know, maybe there's an area that you've fallen off the faith wagon, the trust wagon, where you just, it was something that, an area that you put your trust in something or someone, and God is saying, bring that trust back here. Put your trust back here, because I want you to gain the heavenly perspective, the perspective that's going to cause you to move into your miracle. going to cause you to be able to walk into your manifested destiny this year because you trust, because you trust, because you trust, because you trust. God, I pray for each and every person that's here today, God. Touch their hearts. Touch their lives. Touch what's going on in their lives. God, I thank you for even divine intervention in their lives. You know the miracle they need. You know what they've been praying about, God. We put our trust, back in you today. Back in you. Wherever we were, whatever we were thinking about, we take those thoughts into captivity. We come back into a place of trust.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.